Translation again, this magnanimous Chittaketu is a dear devotee of the Lord. He is equal to all living entities and free from attachment and hatred. Similarly, I am also very dear to Lord Narayan. Therefore, no one should be astonished to see the activities of the most exalted devotees of Narayan. They are free from attachment and envy. They are always peaceful and they are equal to everyone. Here Lord Shiva is speaking to his wife Parvati, who just cursed Chittaketu because he was laughing because she was sitting on his lap in the assembly of great devotees. So of course it's explained here. Lord Shiva wasn't angry because Chittaketu and he were practically on the same level. In other words, they were great, as we've heard from this wonderful instructive chapter, that Chittaketu was a great self-realized personality. and by his instructions we can understand he is saying that, you know, that when he was cursed to become a demon, he didn't bat an eyelid. He just took it as, you know, we're here experiencing the effects of our previous pious and impious activities. And he gave a whole lecture on the science of self-realization, more or less, that the living entity is merely wandering through life in different species, experiencing happiness and distress. So that's what is the situation of the jivatma, the soul, who is actually nothing to do with the material world. We're just passing through this material world made of atoms, light, sound, etc., and experiencing happiness and distress. And when there's a feeling of happiness, we make an endeavor to go towards that. When there's a feeling of distress, we make an endeavor to go away from that. What is factually happening is one is just experiencing the results of a previous pious and impious activities, and that is all arranged by material nature. The living entity has nothing to do with the material nature. This is a separate program. We're just projecting our consciousness on this theater, this movie, this field of activities produced by the material energy. But actually, we're nothing to do with it, and we don't have any control over it whatsoever. This is all controlled by the material energy, the demigods, under the sanction of the Lord, to give us a chance to display the false ego, or this false identity of us being the controllers and enjoyers, or imitating the Lord, because it says the living entity is, in the conditioned soul, is actually envious of the Lord in as much as they want to take his position. Not that there's God, I'm envious, I want to take his position, but we've actually forgotten God. Krishna, when one comes into the material world, then Krishna covers us with a special coating of avidya, forgetfulness. From me come remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness. So Krishna covers us with this forgetfulness. So if there's no God, then we can set about to take that position of being God. But unfortunately, everyone wants the same position. And more unfortunate, it's not available. Krishna's already got it. So this is called Maya, illusion. We're trying for something which actually doesn't exist. So all this wonderful information is there by Chittaketu. By the pastimes of this, of course, these pastimes in the Bhagavatam are pastimes mainly. They're not ordinary souls that appear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So these incidents take place, like Mother Parvati curses Chittaketu to become a demon, so he can speak this knowledge. Then the whole pastime of Ritasura can take place, with more wonderful instructions, that he's a demon, like at least he's born in a Asuric family, or he's created by the demons to destroy Indra. And we know the story. Indra has a fight with him. He knocks Indra's thunderbolt from his hand. Indra's scared. What am I going to be eaten up, swallowed by this huge demon? He He says, pick it up. He said, how can you be defeated? He said, this weapon is given by Narayan. You have no faith. You have no faith that you can be that you can't be defeated. You don't have no faith in the Lord. And he starts to preach him as a pure devotee. And Indra becomes very much ashamed because he's supposed to be a big devotee, right? He's supposed to be the leader of the demigods, the devas, those who are faithful to the Lord. And Vritrasura actually puts him to shame by his pure instructions. and how attached Indra is to his position. He says, you're such a fool, Indra. You know, you invoke the Lord's mercy. The Lord appears before you and asks, what do you want? And you say, give us a weapon that can kill. Why didn't you ask him to take you back to Godhead? Why didn't you ask for pure devotional service, something like that? So he very much ashamed Indra. So that's why these different activities take place. Anyway, we follow the storyline. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, before I left, I said I may be asked to give classes, so I asked one senior devotee, what should I say or what shouldn't I say? He said, avoid political and gender issues, but it seems I've got a heavy slogan here. But what it means is the difference between the man and woman, it means, of course, it doesn't mean all men are more intelligent than all women, because you see, out the women that surrender to Krishna, they're more intelligent than every person, every other living entity that doesn't surrender to Krishna. And we see in dealings that, you know, women are taking a leading role in. They are intelligent. But it means as far as spiritual life is concerned, the man's body is actually better. That's why the man's body is better for self-realization. So therefore, the man that goes to the Gurukul, and generally the man that leads his society. Someone has to lead, right? Either the man or the woman, someone has to take a leading role in society. Otherwise, it'd be more troublesome. So then the man is selected. Otherwise, could have easily been a woman, but it was, and we generally see it's a man. Maybe one or two places the women actually lead. One, two small areas in the world. But generally, it's the man that takes the lead because they're physically stronger, and they're intellectually they're actually stronger. They can go actually more deeper without the emotional side bringing them back. Like the women, they work on, they can do two things at once. The women can sit in the class and make giwiks, and men can't. Only Eddie. They can sit and concentrate, do something and concentrate. The men really can't, because they only work on one side at a time. And because of that, they can go further in one side. But the women, they got that balance. But generally, they can't go so far, because the other side will bring them back. So it's a good combination, because on the intellectual side, the man can go further for self-realization. The body's better. That's why he goes to the Gurukul. He does study the scriptures, things like that. And the woman, she supports the other side of it. And if the man gets on the emotional side, then he goes overboard, then the woman can also restrain him because she's more balanced. So that way it's quite a good combination. And at the time of marriage, you see, all the benefits are for the woman. The priest is giving all the benefits, the 90% for the wife. So she gets the same credit as the husband, even though she didn't go to the Gurukul and study and perform tapasya and study the scriptures, etc. She gets the same benefit. She gets all that credit. So she just has to. She has a role to play. He has a role to play. So that's the way it's planned. That's the way God's planned it according to the scripture. So we won't really argue about these trivialities or controversial points. Rather, we take the, at least in this class, we'll talk about the essence of the instructions here, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is here. They teach us pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam has no real other purpose. Lord Shiva, he is saying how Chittaketu and I, we're on the same level. In other words, we're friends. In other words, one becomes self-realized, although Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambho, he's the greatest devotee of the Lord. We worship him as a spiritual master, but he's mentioning here that Chichiketu is on the same level as me, because it means that's not one becomes self-realized. If you become God-conscious, if you start understand your relationship with Krishna, then your relationship with your guru will change. I mean, his business as a spiritual master will be done. Then you have a kind of a friendly relationship, because he's achieved his purpose as a spiritual master to establish your relationship with Krishna. Of course, he's always your Prabhu. He's always your leader, because he's actually the one that delivered us. But it's not guru and disciple anymore, because you've come out of it. You're not a disciple anymore. In that sense, you've graduated. You've understood your relationship with Krishna. His business as a guru is done. Now you're kind of on an equal level in that respect. But he's always your Prabhu. And even in the spiritual world, he'll probably be your group leader, because there's hierarchy also in the spiritual world. So that respect is always maintained. The pure devotee. The pure devotees by the activities, Lord Shiva saying, you shouldn't be astonished to see that the activities of these exalted devotees of Krishna Narayan, because they're free from attachment and envy, and they're equal to everyone. And as we've heard from Chitraketu, that he's understood perfectly his relationship with this material world and with the Lord, and therefore there's no attachment. Attachment means attachment to the material world. We have to be attached to something. Then we attach to Krishna. We attach to spiritual life. We accept what's favorable for Krishna consciousness, and we reject what's unfavorable. So then there won't be no attachment there, because one on this level of consciousness, why should you be attached to material life? Why are we attached to material life? Because of the experience of pleasure and some safety. Of course, it's temporary. We can't hold it. When you're happy, when you're really happy, how long does it last for? Not long, is it? When you're really happy, it doesn't last very long. When you feel really, sometimes you feel really content, peaceful, it doesn't last very long. So happiness and contentment are here in the material world, but very briefly. So in fact, they're not here at all, and from the spiritual perspective, because in the spiritual world, there is no fear. It's Vaikuntha, without anxiety. So there's complete shelter there. And complete happiness. When one understands one relationship with Krishna, then that's complete happiness. Complete shelter, complete happiness. So why would one be interested in attached to material sense gratification? You've got something better. Even at the stage of self-realization, Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana, once you've attained this state, you'll know a higher happiness. There's nothing to compare with it. That feeling of just experiencing the self is so wonderful, because the self is a part of Krishna. The soul is also Satchitananda. So when one experiences that, then one becomes indifferent to the pleasure that Maya is, the material Maya is offering to sense gratification. So then in the beginning, then the body is the most dear thing for us, because the body means the senses. It's a means of experiencing happiness and peace. So the body becomes most dear. But at the stage of Brahma Bhuta, then the soul becomes most dear, more dear. Then you can become indifferent to the body. That's why that means liberation. You become liberated from it, because you're not attached to it, because you've got something much better. And when you understand your relationship with Krishna, then you can easily give up that pursuit for self-realization, or the happiness of self-realization, the happiness of that Brahmanda, Brahma Sukha, becomes like the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. It's an ocean compared with material happiness, right? But compared with your relationship with Krishna, because Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, And that, so the happiness of the Brahmanda, the ocean of happiness of the Brahmanda, comes like the hoof print, the water in the hoof print of a calf. Compare with the real ocean of happiness with Krishna. Because that, when you experience yourself, you're experiencing, you know, Satchidananda, but we're only 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. So you're experiencing 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair ananda. So when you meet Krishna, just imagine how much there is there. We're so happy, it's so nice, 1/10,000th apart happiness, that we can give up the whole material pursuit for pleasure. Just imagine what the relationship with Krishna is like. Unlimited. So that's what the Bhagavatam wants to bring us to this point. So therefore, it's arranging this philosophy, because most of the Bhagavatam is about the material world, how people had problems in life and how they tried to overcome them by adjusting the material energy, and they weren't satisfied. Even they became a king, even they became an emperor, even they became a demigod, nobody was, even they controlled the whole universe, Hiranyakashipu, none of them was successful. So you're hearing all these stories of how people tried and tried and tried in the material world, they weren't successful. And then it's interdispersed. Why they're not successful? Because the material world is the nature of the material world, is temporary. We're eternal. How can you be successful in a place which is constantly changing? So you can't. There's no permanent situation in the material world, but we're eternal. So you're looking for that. That is called Maya or illusion. And then success stories are those that actually surrender to Krishna. But within that is all this information. What is this material world? And what is this struggle for happiness? Why is that struggle for happiness and freedom or control, to enjoy and to control, those two things, calm again? Why is it there? Because they're natural. To that feeling of peace and happiness is natural for the soul. So that's why everyone's looking for it. But it doesn't exist in the material world to the degree that we need it. We need it. We're eternally full of knowledge, full of bliss, full of knowledge. But we're looking for that because it's there in the subconscious, because we're a soul, but it's our natural nature, it's covered. So now we're feeling a lacking somewhere. Huh? We can't put our finger on it, but we come to the right place to get the right answer. So it's natural to search for those things. But to search for in the material world, that is illusion or mind, because they don't actually exist here. So therefore, the same thing is being repeated over and over again in the different chapters of the different stories and different analogies in the Bhagavatam. Same thing. Just hear it so many different ways, and then sometimes it sticks. Sometimes the light goes on. Right? Sometimes the bell rings. Oh, right? You keep on it because we're so dull. We're so attached. Then we have to keep hearing it again and again. So that's more or less the Srimad Bhagavatam. To explain it as the, and then you get the, of course, the 10th canto, which is directly another sections, which are directly about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His name, fame, qualities, pastimes, etc. But most of it isn't. Most of it's about the, because our conscious mainly is, who wants to know God in this world? Everyone wants to have a nice, comfortable situation in life so they can enjoy. So those two things are really pressed. That's the idea to control and enjoy. That's what we're doing. That's what everyone's doing in the world. Nothing else. Trying to control the situation so they can enjoy the situation. Nothing else. Sleeping. That's the third thing. So we have to be woken up from this illusion that we can actually be successful in the material world. But where there is satisfaction, where we can repose, where we can find complete shelter and complete happiness, there's the positive alternative is Krishna, is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Krishna consciousness. We take shelter of Krishna. Then we're back in our natural element. We're back in the water again, as we say. We're back in this most natural situation, the most comfortable situation, because that's how what we call Sanatana Dharma, that's how original swarup is to serve Krishna. God is one, he becomes many for his pleasure. So when we're not serving Krishna, and above that with devotion or love, then there'll always be a lacking. Wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you go, you'll always be some lacking in your life until you actually come to this situation. Or in other words, until you go back to the spiritual world, then you'll be perfectly satisfied. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's who we are. So again and again, give up this false struggle for existence in the material world, for happiness and peace in the material world. Just accept things as they accept life, whatever life brings according to our previous karmas. And instead of putting all our energy, how to avoid problems and how to get happiness, we can use that energy and direct it towards Krishna, serve Krishna with that. So we have this one rule, the main rule, or all the rules are for this purpose, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Accept what's favorable for Krishna and reject what's unfavorable. This is actually knowledge, this is spiritual knowledge. And this is Bhagavatam, again and again and again, saying the same things. Then we hear the different speakers sit here every day, they're saying the same thing in different ways and different different flavors, so that sometimes a little bit sticks now and again, right? And then it actually builds up, and this is how we progress in spiritual life, how our faith increases and our detachment from the material world comes along with this knowledge, but especially with when we get a little attachment or affection for Krishna. This is our great success in life. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions on this?